Okay, we're on to the second ward, part of the debate here, Ward 4, with Mr. Connell and Mr. Merriam. I apologize to the audience here and viewers on TV that I keep hunching over because the bright lights reflect off my glasses and my notes and my timer, but I'll try to be a more, you know, presentable character up here and just stodgy old man bent over everything. Okay, you guys got 2 minutes each for an opening statement. You can go first, Mr. Merriam.
Thank you. Good evening, and thank you to PCTV, the Pittsfield Gazette, and BCC for this forum, and thank you, Mr. Arponte, for moderating. For those of you who do not know me, my name is Mike Merriam, and I want to be your next Ward 4 city councilor. I live on Leona Drive with my partner Jen and two children who both attend Williams Elementary School. I am employed at FedEx, a worldwide, well-known Fortune 500 company, as a courier, and it allows me to see on a daily basis the conditions of our roads and sidewalks. I serve on the Traffic Commission, and I'm a past member of the Pittsfield 4th of July Parade Committee, and also I was a certified umpire for youth baseball. I have chosen to run for Ward 4 city councilor because I am passionate about Pittsfield, and I want to be part of a team to help move Pittsfield forward in a positive and respectful manner. It is my belief that divisive politics hurt everyone and help no one. So, when elected, I will collaborate and compromise with my colleagues when needed for the betterment of Pittsfield. I promise that I will always be respectful to other councilors, our mayor, and our department heads. I will listen to and evaluate each issue brought forward based on its merit and what is best for the city. And I will not vote for or against something based on simply who proposed it. I will always be professional, polite, and team player. And I am truly humbled by the residents of Ward 4 who have taken time to talk to me on their doorsteps or in their homes. I respectfully ask for your vote on Tuesday, November 5th, so we can help move Ward 4 and Pittsfield forward in a positive and respectful manner. Thank you.
Okay, Mr. Connell.
First off, I'd like to thank Pittsfield Gazette, BCC, PCTV, and also our moderator, former City Councilor Jim Arponte, for being involved with this debate forum. My name is Chris Connell, and I have been very proud to serve as a Pittsfield City Councilor for the last 8 years. My family has lived in Ward 4 for 40 years. They own small businesses in the 80s in Ward 4, a dry cleaning establishment on Elm Street, one on South Street, as well as a small antique store on Dawes Avenue. So you can see I'm very rooted in Ward 4. If you were to cut me on the finger, I would bleed Ward 4. When GE left Pittsfield, my family lost everything and have certainly shared in the dark days of Pittsfield. 8 years ago, when I was first sworn in for my first term, I vowed to give exceptional constituent service as well as help the city move forward by relying on my extensive business background in many different areas. I truly believe that I have done my job that I was elected to do and more. I have a bachelor's degree in business administration from St. Michael's College. I graduated the top 10% of my class. I have 18 years in the private sector, including managing a $100 million division of a major regional company. I managed it. This experience has given me the insight to high-level management and corporate finance. I worked as a building contractor, owning my own business, which has given me insight to public works issues in the city. And yes, I've operated a snowplow, a forklift, and a backhoe. Also, I'm currently a real estate investor, which gives me insight to housing needs, foreclosures, and tax lien sales. Tax lien sales, which I've been trying to get the city to maximize its revenue.
Okay, Mr. Connell, wrap it up.
Okay. I respectfully ask for your vote next Tuesday, November 5th, to continue my devoted service to the city. By the way, I did time this, Jim.
Brand new timer here, 89 cents.
I still have a second to go.
Okay. Do you think the campaign signs placed on public property should be removed promptly by the city of Pittsfield? Mr. Connolly, you can go.
Yes.
What's the reason for that?
Because it violates state laws, and there are fines associated with doing so.
Do you know if that's being done now?
Are the fines being enforced? Yeah. It is not being enforced since I've been on this council.
Okay. Mr. Merriam, your opinion on that?
So I would agree with my opponent that campaign signs do not belong on city property. However, I do know that the city of Pittsfield does not hold deeds to all the tree lines. Residents, you know, simply mow their lawn. They move the signs to the tree line. That is up to the homeowner. They take care of that property. They should be entitled to put campaign signs there if they so choose. As I said, the city does not own, have the deeds to entitle them to that piece of property, but they do have a right-of-way, so I believe it is up to the homeowner. Thank you.
Thank you. Let's see what else we got. Oh, Mr. Merriam, you can lead off on this. Do you think the city police department headquarters in Allen State should be replaced? And if so, how would you pay for it?
Yes. So, matter of fact, I was in the police station today. And back when I was in high school at Taconic, during February vacation, we did the police exploratory program. And we went to the police station once a week, and we had a tour and some insight of what it's like to be a police officer. And I vaguely remember some officers saying then how outdated the building was. So I can only imagine that 20 years later, the building's gotten worse. How would we pay for it? I would work with our state delegation, Tricia Farley Bouvier, and our state senator to find available grants and possible state funding to help pay for a brand new police station. Thank you.
Thank you. Mr. Connell.
Yes, I feel it should be replaced, and I will agree with my opponent that, however, it can only be accomplished through state grants, and I believe Senator Hines is in the process of looking into this right now. Or another possibility is, all right, if we have another public building that would suit the needs that we could possibly remodel, okay, to suit the modernization of our police department, then we should look into that also. When we moved some of our departments into 100 North Street, I was in agreement for that because of the conditions in the basement. And at that time, I stated that if we ever do get the chance to move our police department into another building, whether it's new or a refurbished one, that would be an ideal spot for the rest of our departments that we're currently paying a substantial amount of money every year to rent on 100 North Street. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, let's see, we got another. How much money is left in the GE settlement fund, Mr. Connell, and what should we do with it?
We have approximately $4 million left in the fund. What we should do with it is I think we should look at what we've done with it for the BIC. And the BIC is the primary example of what we should be using that fund for. I also, in the past, I advocated for using the fund to supplement the moving in of the rail car manufacturer that unfortunately we didn't get the bid. They ended up going to Springfield. I was willing at that time to spend up to $2 million or at least vote for spending $2 million out of that fund to help them relocate here. Why? Because they had the promise of over 120 good paying jobs, not minimum wage, good paying jobs, manufacturing jobs. Thank you.
Mr. Merriam?
Yeah, thank you. I know that there's approximately $4 million in the GE fund, and I would piggyback what my opponent just said, and I would target small businesses who need support, whether it be helping to expand their current location, finding another location to help them grow and succeed. That is what the money was designed for. That's what the money should be used for. And by doing so, you can create jobs in the community where people can purchase homes, contribute to the tax base, and expand our community. Thank you.
Can I respond to that, Mr. Arpione?
Go ahead.
Briefly?
Yeah.
I just want to respond briefly to that. There is a small fund for our existing businesses. It's called the Small Business Fund, which we took out of the GE Economic Development Fund and put $500,000 in there during the last administration, which I voted for. There is still approximately $300,000 left in that fund for small businesses, our current businesses, to help them expand in any way possible.
Okay,
so,
wrap
just
it up.
Let you know. Thank you.
Mr. Merriam, you got 15, 20 seconds if
I'm
you
good.
Want.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you. There seems to be some issue with the traffic and sidewalks in Holmes Road area, Holmes Road in particular. Mm-hmm. Mr. Merriam, how would you address that issue?
Thank you. I have a very good friend who lives on Holmes Road, and he works from home. And part of the problem is the heavy truck traffic. And I know the police department is stretched thin. I would advocate to the police chief that we need more traffic enforcement and target those particular vehicles that are not supposed to be on the road. And as far as sidewalks, I'm not sure that the residents out there would appreciate, at least everybody would appreciate sidewalks. However, I do know of quite a few people who run on Holmes Road and going door to door and almost being hit by cars because they fly. Something needs to be done, and it has to start with enforcement from the police department. Thank you.
Okay. Mr. Connell.
Thank you. Well, this is certainly a topic that I've been dealing with for even before I was on the council, because I served 9 years on the Traffic Commission. And every time that things would come back to the Traffic the Commission for issues about speed, we would refer those to the police for enforcement over and over and over again. That certainly is the key. But there's also some things that are currently happening thanks to our city engineer. He is looking at possibly traffic calming measures, which involves several different procedures, and he's looking at it in other areas of the city. So I'm very confident that with his ability and his insight into these problems, we can help resolve some of these issues of speeding and lack of walkability on Holmes Road. The other thing I will let you know, too, is the sidewalk issue came up with my predecessor, Mike Ward, who also did a survey, I believe, and asking many of the residents on Holmes Road if they could, they would allow a sidewalk, and he got a mixed result from that.
Okay,
so,
thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Okay, next question. Do you think Pittsfield School District should be consolidated with any other school district within Berkshire County? You guys vote on the school budget, so I'm just...
Oh, okay.
I'm sorry.
Okay, no. I just wasn't sure. You were looking, you looked over there. Okay.
All right.
It's always a possibility of, you know, but you have to work out the logistics of doing something like this. Something that I'm watching very closely, which is actually a cross-state, all right, merger, and that is Stamford, Vermont, and Clarksburg, Massachusetts. They're actually considering combining school districts there. Just think of the challenges, not just different communities, but different state laws that you have to comply with. So I think it's certainly something to look at. I think everything is on the table, and I firmly believe if it's more efficient to do it that way and it works better for our neighboring communities to work with us, then I think we should. Thank you.
Thank you. Mr. Merriam.
Thank you. I'm all for looking at everything to find efficiencies. However, I believe that this is unrealistic. You cannot expect a student from the town of Florida to travel to Pittsfield or Lee or Lenox to go to school. Just the same as you can't expect a student from Sheffield or Ashley Falls to travel to Pittsfield or Lanesboro or Dalton. I don't believe it's realistic, and I would not support it. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, Mr. Merriam, what do you think the city should utilize its marijuana tax revenue for?
Thank you. Great question. There's been a lot of discussion on this lately. Do we put 50% into a roads fund? Do we put 50% here? And I have to agree, there was a comment made the other night at the city council meeting regarding this, that you should not be locking that money up for anything. I understand that, you know, we have a lot of needs and we have a lot of repairs that need to be made on our roads and sidewalks. But nobody's talking about the bigger issue, our post-employment benefits. I think that money should be, if you're going to earmark it, and I don't agree with earmarking, some of that money needs to be put aside for retiree benefits. I'm okay with taking, you know, $10,000 here, $10,000 there to pay for some sidewalk or some street improvements as needed. However, that comes through the capital budget, and that money is borrowed to have that work done. This is free money that we don't know how much it's going to be there. And I think, as any homeowner or homeowner would do when they get extra money, they put it away for whatever they may need down the road. And down the road, we're going to need to fund our pensions, and that's the perfect place to get the money. Thank you.
Thank you. Mr. Connell.
Well, this is an issue that, along with Councilor Mazzio, that we submitted the petition in the very beginning of this year to use the 50% that was left over from the marijuana revenue to be used for streets and infrastructure repair. The other 50% was already designated to go into stabilization. I compensated when it came back from the mayor. She suggested 25%. The reason why I wanted it to go into our infrastructure, especially the roads and sidewalks, we borrow $2.5 million every single year for streets. We borrow them on a time frame longer than what the streets last for. That's like getting you're not going to get a 15-year loan, right, for an automobile. Why? Because it's not going to last. A bank will not give you that. And it's the same thing. We are digging ourselves into a deeper hole. Therefore, I felt that by using some of this revenue, which is pretty substantial right now, that we should use this to not only get more roads done, but also to cut our borrowing, right, and reduce our principal and long-term interest on a yearly basis. Thank you.
Okay, very good. Now, Mr. Connell, we'll start with you.
Sure.
Do you think private companies should be awarded taxpayer dollars to help their businesses?
That's a good question. Just repeat it one more time. Private companies to do what, Mr. Arpaione, please? Yeah.
Should private companies be awarded taxpayer dollars to improve their businesses?
Well, we do that right now.
Right.
We've already used some of the GE fund for some of those businesses, for the small business fund that I mentioned earlier. If it provides a benefit to the community and to the residents by fostering job growth, I think it's something that we should consider. Not every situation or business is going to fit into a cookie cutter approach, all right? It has to be vetted correctly, and I think that it's certainly an option depending on the circumstances and the nature of the business and what they have offer to the company, city. Thank you.
Mr. Merriam.
Yes, and I believe that, like my opponent has said, it fosters job growth. It helps our businesses expand and stay here. I think we need to also, include in there the TIF program, the tax increment financing programs, and other incentives from the state to help make that possible. So yes, I do support that.
Okay, a little bit of a different topic. Mr. Merriam, should all petitions that are filed with the city council be placed on the city council agenda?
Thank you. I do believe that all petitions, as long as they are appropriately worded and without personal attacks or obscenities are placed on the, should be placed on the city council agenda. And I believe that is the current practice of President Marchetti. So yes, I do believe that. Thank you.
Mr. Connell.
I have to agree with my opponent. That is basically up to the council president to put things on file. However, they do appear in the council agenda, and every counselor still has an opportunity to bring those issues up. Again, as long as it's not a repeat a petition or it's done in a professional manner, I think as long as they're on the agenda, any counselor can bring them up, and I'm normally blamed for bringing them up the most because I want to have everyone, their voices heard, right? Whether the council president puts it on file or not, if it's a legitimate petition, I want the public heard. Thank you.
Thank you very much. I got the high sign from PCTV. You guys going to start your two-minute summation or comments or whatever. You can go first, Mr. Connell.
Once again, I want to thank the Pittsfield Gazette, BCC, and PCTV, and you, Mr. Arpani, for this opportunity. My opponent and I both support our schools, police, and fire departments, as well as the city in general. But that's where the similarity ends. It comes down to two basic things: promises and solutions. He promises but has no record of accomplishing these goals. My votes on the council during the last 8 years prove that I have worked tirelessly on solutions for the city and supporting our most vital departments. When the city was millions of dollars in arrears of taxes being paid, I gave a solution: hold regular tax lien sales. When the Pittsfield Airport was continuously operating at a loss, I, along with Councilors Mazzio and Rivers, gave a solution and formed a study group to streamline operations. Now that's running in the black. When the residents with physical challenges were losing handicap parking in our downtown, I gave a solution by adding handicap spaces throughout the downtown district. When Eversource announced that they would be damaging one of our streets due to their construction, I gave a solution and negotiated a $50,000 payout to the city for repaving that street. I work full time for the ward and city on finding solutions. My opponent can't do that full time. Bear that in mind. Solutions and promises. Think about it. What would you rather have? On November 5th, vote for solutions by casting your vote for Chris Connell, Ward 4 City Councilor. Thank you.
Thank you. Mr. Mayor.
Thank you. Again, I want to thank PCTV, BCC, and the Pittsfield Gazette, and Mr. Connell for attending tonight, and those of you here in the audience. Tonight, you have heard two totally different approaches of how a Ward 4 councilor should conduct their city business. Yes, I do work full-time, and I do not rely on the city's health insurance. I rely on my employer. I have worked extremely hard during this campaign, knocking on over 2,500 doors, some twice, some even three times. The only promise I will make to you, the residents of Ward 4, is that I will work even harder when elected. My opponent was at a campaign rally for one of the mayoral candidates, and she said in introducing him, and I quote, that I want to thank Chris for running because I literally had to drag and beg him to run again. I will say this: no one had to drag and beg me to run. I want to be part of the solution to help move Pittsfield forward in a positive direction. So I respectfully ask on Tuesday, November 5th, Ward 4 residents, go to the polls and vote Mike Merriam for your next Ward 4 councilor and help move Pittsfield forward. Thank you.
Thank you, gentlemen.